scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
Coming up, the Netflix show that is taking over the world. It broke a record for the most views in the first month. We'll get to that. First, Jeopardy is going to be using a series of guest hosts before deciding on a permanent host to take over for Alex Trebek.
I like that. You don't want to make any hasty decisions. You want to see how the personalities jive.
Test
with
them
the
out.
Show.
Yeah. Listen to this.
Ken Jennings, you are the champion.
Nice job.
The greatest of all time Jeopardy champion.
The greatest of all time champion. Ken Jennings will be the first interim host. He starts filming his episodes next week. They're going to air in January. He tweeted out that there will, of course, only ever be one Alex Trebek, but he's so honored to be helping out Jeopardy in January.
Of course, of course. I don't see another candidate really doing a better job than Jennings right off the bat.
He's such a brilliant guy. I would love to have him play Smarter Than. Imagine having him.
I wouldn't. He was to clean the floor with me.
Yeah, I mean, but you were beat by an 8-year-old named Micah yesterday, so yeah, I'm pretty sure the greatest of all time Jeopardy champion would.
She had help from her mom. Okay?
All right, have you watched The Queen's Gambit on Netflix yet?
No, everyone's telling me.
You have to.
You've got to. It has garnered more views than any other series on Netflix during its first 28 days of availability. Plus, so this is about chess. And don't let that scare you away, because I had no idea that I'd be into a show about chess. No clue at all. But it is so good. And sales of chess sets have gone through the roof since this show came out last month, too.
Oh, that's crazy.
See how influenced we are?
So you just started watching it based on Mark's recommendation, and you're raving about it.
It was Mark and many other people who had recommended it. Yes. And once you're in, I had a hard time getting through the first episode.
Okay.
And then once I made it through that, I couldn't look away. Anya Taylor-Joy, that's the name of the actress, the star of it. She is amazing, and she's going to be huge.
Oh, that's great. All right, cool.
Very good. Speaking of Netflix, actually, yesterday I watched the Shawn Mendes documentary on Netflix.
Right
before I close my eyes, the only thing that's
I wasn't sure if that was only available in the States or if we had access to it as well in Canada.
I hope so. He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's my review. He is extremely talented. Shawn Mendes is also extremely attractive.
Yes.
So hot.
However,
I wouldn't say he's the most interesting or engaging person ever. Huh. I've seen more interesting documentaries, but I always love the psychology behind what makes someone achieve greatness, right?
Right.
I think there are two types of great people. People born with an undeniable gift or talent, and then there are people who work their butts off day and night to develop a talent or a gift and
he's
learn.
Neither?
He worked his butt off.
Okay.
He wasn't born with this.
But he's talented. Super talented. Talented, right?
I said he was talented and hot. Did you miss that part? That's how I started. Just not the most interesting person ever. It's not the same, but this is the thing. He's young too. I feel like when Shawn Mendes is 30, he's going to start revealing himself more and open up even a little bit more. But I think you should definitely watch it. He's one of the biggest pop stars in the world right now.
That's it. So he's very committed to his process.
He's so committed. He works like an Olympic athlete at what he does. He's even starting his own film and TV production company as well.
Interesting. Cool. So why do you think he didn't fall into the same paparazzi trap that Bieber fell into? I mean, they're kind of the same generation.
Well, because they're different people. I think Justin Bieber was born with a gift.
Right.
And was sort of a hot mess going through this. Shawn Mendes, when people were partying, Camila Cabello said that the first time they were on tour together, he is in his trailer learning chords on his guitar. He had to learn. He literally trained like an Olympic athlete to do this.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
And he keeps close friends around him that keep him somewhat grounded as well, too.
Somewhat.
Well, I mean, you can only be so grounded when you're one of the most famous people in the world. I would never hold that against them.
That's it.
Okay, 6:35 right now. That is your biz. Coming up, we're going to play the 6:40 Alpha Beat game. All right.